And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to take a step back, and we're going to do something a little bit differently than I normally do. So some of you are thinking, well, what is it you do so routinely that we would notice a difference? Okay, here's what I do routinely. I always talk about real estate investing, and I talk about your current situation. I talk about the demands that you have on your life. I talk about what you're doing for retirement. I talk about the job that you're doing. I talk about your schedule. I talk about the fact that you're working 50, 60 or more hours per week. I talk about the fact that you don't have any control over your life. Somebody else controls your life. Somebody else pushes your buttons and tells you what to do and when to do it. I talk about those types of things, but on today's show, I am going to completely change that. What I'm going to talk about is a part of your life that you're not even aware exists. Now, there is a future version of you out there that is retired. I'm confident of it. Now I realize there are statistics telling me that not everybody makes it to a place of retirement. There are Americans out there that work every day of their adult life right up until the point that they die, and they just don't ever achieve retirement. Now, some of them, it's by choice. Let's be fair and honest. Some of them, they just choose to work. That's what they enjoy doing. That's what they love doing. And maybe the financial aspect of retirement doesn't even faze them because they don't care, because at the end of the day, they don't want to be sitting around on a couch watching Oprah or doing whatever they do when they're not working, because they'd rather be working. But I think those people, they're in the minority of people that don't ever retire. I think there's a much bigger pool of people that would like to retire, but they don't ever get the opportunity to do so. They find themselves in a situation where they're working at least one job and they're trying to make ends meet. And with all the stuff going on with inflation and the economy and the fact that all of our goods and services that we buy have been going up in price over the last couple of years, it becomes even more difficult to think about stepping away from what you're doing, because most of you don't have an exit strategy. You don't. You don't know how to get retired. Now, some of you are putting money into 401ks, or you're putting money into IRAs, or maybe you've got one of those teacher plans, or you've got some other plan. Or maybe you're like me. Maybe you were working on a pension, and you're hoping that pension is going to sustain you in retirement. Well, take it from me. Those particular plans are doomed to failure. They're doomed to failure. Let me just give you my own personal situation. There was a time in my life when I worked gainfully and I was working, you know, more than 40 hours per week. I'll just tell you what I was doing. I was in the United States Army and I was serving our country. I did that for 27 years of my life. And one of the things that I was working on while I was working for the United States government was I was building up a pension. And in order to qualify for that pension, I had to serve 20 years of active duty in order to qualify for that pension. Now, I served 27 years, so I'm more than qualified for the pension. And when it came time to retire, I did retire from the military. I stepped away from the military. I was basically told it's time for you to go. So I left and I separated. So the day after I retired, I was in Fort Living Room with a whole bunch of time on my hands, but I had a bigger problem. I had a financial problem. See, that pension that I earn pays me one third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. And I was trying to live off of one third of what I used to make, but all my bills were basically closer to what I used to make as opposed to that one third factor. So I had a financial catastrophe on my hands. And like most retirees, I had to get back into the workforce. So, I mean, that's what I did for the next 10 months after retiring from the military. I was trying to find gainful employment, and I found it difficult. Now, in my mind, I wanted to be retired. I mean, I just spent 27 years of go, 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 because that's how the military is. It is always in a constant state of go, 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 go. So when I got to that point where I didn't have to go, 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 go anymore, I was kind of relieved. I wanted to take in all of the joy of being retired. But unfortunately, my financial situation in life prevented me from enjoying that retirement. And what I had to do for the next 10 months was I had to look for gainful employment. And I found it very difficult because when I retired from the United States Army, I was 50 years of age. So I was trying to penetrate into the workforce, into a different line of work regarding what I had been doing, because I did not want to go back into the military industrial complex. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to become a contractor. I didn't want to go back on what do they call it? GS services. In other words, be a civilian employee of the United States military. I wasn't interested in that because I just spent 27 years of doing Army stuff, and I was pretty burned out. I really was. I was just tired of doing Army stuff. So I wanted to find something else to do. But the problem that I had was nobody wanted to hire me. I was either too old, or I had too much experience, or I had too much of this, or maybe I didn't have enough of that, or whatever. So it took me 10 months to get back into the workforce. And I got back into the workforce. I did take a job. It didn't pay me what I thought I should earn. I never achieved that level of pay that I thought I was entitled to. But I did earn enough money to stop the financial bleeding of my life. And I figured, okay, here's the new retirement game plan. It's as simple as this. I'll work until the age of 70. The new job, it came with a pension component to it also. So I could build up a second pension while receiving the first pension. I get to the age of 70. I draw that second pension. I'm the age of 70. Now I can take maximum Social Security benefits. So what could go wrong? All I have to do is work another 20 years and I could re-retire myself. But here was the problem. I was miserable in that job. I ultimately took a job that I was overqualified to do. Now, I'm not bragging on myself. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. What I'm trying to tell you is that I was a fish out of water. And by doing that job, I was not achieving self-actualization, to quote Maslow in his theory of hierarchical theory. I forgot what that thing is called. I learned that way back in college back in the 1980s. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make was when I realized that I really wanted to be retired, but I couldn't be retired, it was like fingernails on a chalkboard to me. It was something that got my attention and made me feel very, very uncomfortable. So over time, and it was a period of probably about a year or two, I started listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show on the weekends. It plays in my local area on the weekends, and I start listening to that show, and I started hearing practical advice, very, very similar to the practical advice that I'm giving you right now. And that practical advice told me that I didn't have to wait until the age of 70 to retire, that if I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I could actually go to work retiring myself within a 5-year period of time. So I kind of did the mental math and I thought, let's see, 20 is a bigger number than 5. I kind of like the idea of retiring 5 years. I could probably at least, you know, suck up my pride at that new job for 5 years, because sucking it up for 20 years was starting to become a bridge too far for me. So yeah, I'm in. Let's do this. Let's go check out Lifestyles Unlimited, and let's consider being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and let's see what they can do to help me get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. So what did I do? Well, I went to something called a free workshop. Now, what's a free workshop? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a free workshop. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything to check it out. It's about an hour and a half long. And what they did in that free workshop was they talked about, you know, my current mindset. They talked about what I was doing for a living. I mean, they didn't talk specifically to me, but it seemed like they were talking specifically to me, the way the information was coming across. And they talked about how I could get on a five-year plan to retiring myself. And in the course of the conversation, they showed me how they buy single-family properties. They showed me how they buy multifamily properties. And, you know, it was a really, really good experience. Oh, by the way, they also taught me the five different ways we make money in real estate. So I thought, you know what, these guys, they seem to have it going on. So I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And as I was going through the process of being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things that I had to do is I had to be active. Yeah, I had to be active within the organization. I had to like go to events. I had to go to a financial freedom seminar, which was 2 days long, 16 hours of education. And that education completely opened my eyes and changed my life. And then I had to go to social events. I had to go network. I had to go do things to meet other like-minded individuals. And in doing so, I stumbled across this guy. His name is John. And if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're going to know exactly which John I'm talking about as soon as I tell you that the guy is always wearing something that has Texas A&M on it. Yeah, yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So for the rest of you, you're going, I don't know who that is. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about who that is, because here's the thing. That guy's still around. That guy still is part of the fixtures at Lifestyles Unlimited. And when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to eventually get exposed to this guy by the name of John, who's always wearing a Texas A&M logo on his clothing. I mean, that's kind of what sets him apart from everybody else. You know exactly who he is. You know exactly what he does. I've actually had John on the radio show before. I had him on right around Thanksgiving of last year. So you've heard John on the radio. And let me share with you some things that John shared with me that I actually wrote down. I mean, I wrote these things down because I thought they were very important. And what he told me was he was going to share with me the secrets of being retired. And if all of these things that he shared with me came to fruition, then that was proof that I was retired. So you want me to share them with you? Okay, let's do that. I'm going to share them with you. Okay, no alarm clock. What he conveyed to me is that you don't need an alarm clock in your life, because there's no setting an alarm to get up so that you can go to work, because you're not doing that anymore. You're retired. There's no alarm clocks going off unless you want to set an alarm clock so that you make sure you wake up at a certain time so that you make sure you don't miss the cruise boat that you're going to go on for the next 10 days. Yeah, that's the only time you really need to set an alarm clock is for very, very important events or situations that you don't want to miss. So other than that, no alarm clocks. What else did he tell me? He said, you know, Al, you're not going to have a 3-hour commute anymore. Yeah, check that out. And I didn't have a 3-hour commute. I had a commute that was about an hour each way. Yeah. So it you know, and one of the things that drives me bananas is sitting on a road. I mean, literally sitting on a road going 0 miles per hour, and that road is rated to go 75 miles per hour. I hate that. It drives me bananas. Probably drives you bananas too, but it really drives me bananas. So I don't have a commute anymore. I did away with the commute. Once I retired myself, that commute was something in the rearview mirror. Yeah, definitely in the rearview mirror. Now, here's another thing he said. He said, you're going to have a lack of this particular thing. And I'm like, John, what's this particular thing? And he said, stress. And I'm like, what? Because I live off of stress. And he goes, yeah, but here's the thing. You're going to start living without stress. You're going to start realizing that you don't need to get stressed out about anything anymore, because you don't have to work anymore. You don't have people applying stressors to your life. And as a result of that, you're essentially stress-free. And I'll tell you, that improved my health. It did. It radically improved my health. Now, the other thing that he mentioned was that I would no longer have something called W-2 income. What's W-2 income? Well, that's the income you receive when you go to work and you trade time for money. They pay you on Form W-2. Well, they don't pay you on Form W-2, but you know what I'm talking about, right? That all goes away when you become retired. When we come back from the break, some of the benefits of being retired. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you the roadmap to retiring in 5 years or less through real estate investing. And you experience the reward of best product, best price, best people, and the difference it makes in your life and the life of others.
Whenever you have, you know, residents coming in and thanking you for, you know, taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better, you know, it's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today. Join Lifestyles Unlimited today with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by doing things a little bit differently than I normally do them. Now, normally by this time of the show, I've probably brought up something along the lines of real estate. I'm either talking to you about some single family real estate, or I'm talking to you about some multifamily real estate. In either context, I'm probably giving you some examples of what that real estate can do for you. But on today's show, I'm taking all that stuff and I'm setting it over here. It's all over there ready for my next show, but I'm not going to talk about that stuff today, because what I'm talking about are the benefits of real estate, and more importantly, the benefits of real estate investment. And when you learn how to invest correctly, and then you implement it correctly, you get the benefits of something called retirement. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. Let me be very clear with you. It takes a little bit of time to get this real estate empire of yours up and running. But for some people, it may take 1 to 2 years. For most people, it takes about 5 years. For some people, they might need a little more time. Everybody starts in a completely different place. The place that I started when I thought that I was retired and found out that really I wasn't retired is completely different than your reality. Even if you're a military retiree, you probably have a completely different starting point than I do. Now, let me explain what that means. In my world, we were a single income household, meaning I brought in all of the money. And all of that money came from my income that I earned by serving in the United States Army. Now, Mrs. Gordon, she did not work. That was by design. We wanted Mrs. Gordon to be at home, raising the kids, taking care of the household. I know there's some people out there that thinks that, you know, I was oppressing Mrs. Gordon, but trust me. That's exactly what she wanted too. She really didn't want to be in the workforce. As a matter of fact, she disagrees with the concept that both members of a household, the husband or wife, need to work. She doesn't believe in that. She likes the old school way of doing things, and so do I. So we did things a little bit differently. And so when it came time to retire, there was no Mrs. Gordon income to fall back on. Now, many military retirees, they tend to be dual income households. I was in the vast minority of people that I served with where one member of the household, one adult member of the household worked and the other one did not. There were very few of us out there because of the way society has transitioned, the way women have developed more and more working responsibilities in the workforce, and they want to do what they want to do. And I'm not putting women down for wanting to do that. I think it's noble and it's viable. And if that's what you want to do, you just knock yourself out and get it done. But what I'm explaining to you is how we did things in my household. So when it came to retiring, we had, well, a giant emptiness in our checking account, because that emptiness was created by the fact that now I was only receiving one third of what I used to make when I served on active duty. And it became a problem, and I had to get back into the workforce. But then when I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, I started meeting more and more people that are retired. And you know what they shared with me? First of all, they didn't lord it over me. No, they didn't do that. They just explained what they had been doing for their working lives, what they did as Lifestyles Unlimited members to create a situation called retirement in their lives, and then they went ahead and retired themselves. And they didn't wait until the age of 62 or 67 or 70 or somewhere beyond that to retire themselves. They retired themselves at the appropriate age based on the fact they had enough passive income coming into their household that it met or exceeded their expenses of living in life. That's actually the definition of retirement. And it's also the time period where I met my buddy John, who probably is listening to this radio show right now and is probably walking his dog in Galveston while he's hanging out at his beach house there, because that's something that he was able to create in his retirement once he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and left his petroleum engineering work. Yeah, that's the career he gave up. And he's not an old man. He is not. Now, John might be saying, I'm older than you are, Al. Okay, you got me there, John. You might be a little bit older than me, but you retired younger than I retired. So you've spent more of your time being retired, and you spend a good portion of that time helping people like me understand the life that I could possibly have. And for that, John, I appreciate you. I appreciate you very much. But let me do this. Let me tell you about some of the benefits of retirement. And I think the biggest one out there is that you get all your time back. Yeah, you get all of your time back. Retirees have the luxury of structuring their days according to what they want to do. For instance, they can wake up without an alarm clock. They can enjoy a leisurely breakfast. They can engage in activities at their own pace. And those activities don't have to be work-related activities at all. And whether it's spending a day at the golf course, taking maybe a hike, maybe you like to go out and hike, or simply enjoying a quiet morning with a cup of coffee and a good book, retirees have the freedom to make time their own. You thought I was going to say something a little bit different, didn't you? No, I didn't go there. You didn't use my Army mouth. I used my Lifestyles Unlimited mouth. There's another benefit that I think is hand in hand with the freedom that you receive by not having to go to work all the time. It's something called stress. And really, it's not stress itself. It's reduced stress. Now, I mean, if you think about it, without the pressures of work deadlines and responsibilities, retirees experience reduced stress levels. I know I do. I know everybody that I know in Lifestyles Unlimited that's retired enjoys reduced stress levels. I mean, they can focus on activities that bring them joy and fulfillment, whether it's gardening, painting, practicing yoga, or, well, let me give you an example. A retiree who was once overwhelmed by demanding work schedules might find solace in spending quality time with grandchildren or pursuing a passion for photography. Now, I use the term grandchildren, but here's the thing. There are people in Lifestyles Unlimited that have retired themselves by doing the things that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they're not old enough to be grandparents. They're not. So instead of spending time with their grandchildren, you know what they're doing? They're spending time with their very own children. And I know many, many of these types of families that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited that get the opportunity to spend as much quality time as they want with their children because they have retired themselves. I mean, these people are in their 30s, their 40s, even their 50s, and they're not focused on grandchildren. They are focused on their children. In addition to that, they get to pursue whatever personal interests they have. So what do you do? What do you do with all this free time? I mean, some of you are having a problem wrapping your head around getting all of your time back, because that's something that occurs to you when you become retired. Now, you know who Andy Webb is. He's one of the other hosts here on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Yeah. When I see Andy, the first thing I want to ask Andy is, how many jumps has he made since the last time I saw him? He jumps out of perfectly good airplanes for fun. He's a skydiver. He's really good at it. As a matter of fact, his wife is a skydiver. Now, my other co-host, Mike Harrison, yeah, he's just one of these guys that likes to immerse his mind into all kinds of concepts. He is always interested in learning something new. And what about that guy, Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited? He's got a whole garage space dedicated to model trains. He loves that stuff. So there's a whole bunch of things that I can talk to Del about that have nothing to do with real estate. And that's the neat thing about this organization. Now, here, let me hit you with one other concept that I think you need to know about if you're considering becoming a retiree. There's something called financial security. Retirees that have done the right thing and have invested for their retirement can enjoy financial security that allows them to maintain their desired lifestyle without the need to go to work. For example, you might have a diversified portfolio where you've got some single family in that portfolio. Maybe you've got a multifamily as an IRO. Maybe you're a passive investor with other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And all of those investments are providing a steady stream of income in retirement. And with that financial stability, you as a retiree can afford things like travel, hobbies, support charitable causes, without worrying about any financial constraints that could hit you as if you were working for somebody else. Does that make sense? And here's the thing. You're always working on your portfolio. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, Al, right there, you just used the word work. You're working on the portfolio. Yeah, but when I'm working on the portfolio, I'm not putting 40 hours a week into the portfolio. I may be putting 40 minutes a week into the portfolio. There's a big difference between those two things. Now, that portfolio is important to me because that portfolio provides me the income that I use to live off of, and it also provides me everything from a financial standpoint that I enjoy in retirement. But when I'm working on the portfolio, I'm looking to sell my dogs and buy better assets than the ones that I let go. So I'm always changing up my portfolio. I will look at an asset and I will say, okay, I've had that one for about 5 years. Maybe it's time to sell. And then I take a look at things like return on equity, and I look at the amount of equity that I have in the particular asset. And it may trigger in me the sell signal that says it's time to dispose of that asset, because you could replace it with two or more assets that would do better for you and provide you with even more passive income. That's the way it works. That's the way John does it. That's the way I do it. That's the way the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited do it. And with that income, we can do just about anything that we want. And if we find that there's something that we want that we cannot afford, not a problem. All we need to do is figure out how we can afford it. Yeah, very important difference than the way you're doing things in your life, because we have flexibility in what we do. We have flexibility in what we invest in, and we have flexibility with all of the time that is made available to us because we ourselves are real estate retirees. Look, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop. And once you sign up for that workshop, make sure you attend, because at that point, we'll be getting you going.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.